قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear viewers to Islamic Pulses talk show. We are honored and humbled to be talking about the blessed months of Muharram and Safar, in which we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family and his companions. We've been talking to a whole bunch of different scholars, mashallah. Allah's grace and blessings that we have been able to talk to all of these Islamic scholars. In the studio today, we have Sayyid Amir Behbahani to talk to us about some of the traits and the attributes of the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Let's go ahead and start. Sayyid Behbahani, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Dear viewers, mu'minin mu'minat, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with more understanding of the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
So dear Sayyid, we talked about disgrace and humiliation in the last program when we were talking about some of the attributes of the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And again, to all of the viewers, if you didn't get a chance to look at that episode, please watch that episode. It was very important and some beautiful details were covered. Sayyid, let's go ahead and continue with some of these attributes of the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد. As you said, my brother Sayyid Shahyar, we talked about these attributes because we said also that this incident, it is important. Why? Because in that period of time in history, the whole falsehood was standing in front of the truth, the soldier of truth.
Yes.
So analyzing both side attributes is very important for us to understand who are the Yazidis and who are the Husseinis of our time.
Awesome.
Because as we also mentioned, the beautiful phrase that was attributed to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it says kullu yawmin ashura wa kullu ardin karbala, which we also talked about last session about this phrase. It is true that every moment of our life we are facing different tests. Yes. And these tests are blessed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is blessing, whether it is hardship and calamities, they are all blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to improve ourselves, in order to purify our deen for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, yes.
So every moment of our life, it could be the moment that we have to choose whether we are on the side of Husseinis or we are on the side of Yazidis. Sometimes, because we are heedless, we choose the wrong side.
Right.
Inshallah, with analyzing these attributes, especially I said we should analyze the attributes of enemies of Imam Hussein. Why? Because we hear them less.
Right, of course.
We usually hear from Akhlaq and other lectures the attributes of good people, the attributes of followers of Imam Hussein, companions of Imam Hussein, but the attributes of enemies are also important, so that we are not falling in the traps of shaitan, inshallah.
Right, right.
So as you said, we talked about one of the attributes, which is disgrace and humiliation, and we mentioned some of the verses of Quran about this,
right,
which honor is what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for the mu'mineen,
right,
not humiliation, not disgrace. This session, we're going to talk about the next attribute, which is unfaithfulness and disloyalty to religion.
Unfaithfulness and disloyalty to the religion.
To the religion.
Yes, mashallah.
Yes.
And this is one of the attributes of the enemies.
This is one of the attributes of enemies. This ominous phenomenon that long time treating the religious people is a very harmful plague, which also mentioned in different contexts within the verses of Holy Quran. We have verses in the Quran that it says, they bought dunya and they sold their akhirah, the hereafter.
Right.
These people, instead of focusing on their hereafter, they focus on the world.
Right, the materialism, the wealth and the power and
exactly.
the fame, and which is all temporary, by the
exactly. way. Exactly, exactly. Or we have another verse that says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوا الْعَذَابَ بِالْمَغْفَرَةِ. That instead of asking for forgiveness and be after asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they bought azab, torment.
Right. They bought the azab of Allah, the Allah torment and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of acquiring the maghfirah, the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu
Akbar. Ahsan. Or another verse says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْحُدَىٰ.
Right.
Instead of going after guidance, they bought and they sold the guidance instead of in replace of going astray and misguidance. Right. So there's other verses. For example, some verses says they sold their iman, their faith for disbelieving, kufr. Yes. Or there's another verse, it says that they sold the ayatullah samanan qalila. That means they sold the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a very insignificant small price. Exactly. Yes. So you see that in Quran also is mentioning about unfaithfulness of some people yes. towards the religion.
Right.
The same thing happened in the time of Imam Hussein. When we are analyzing the history, we see that in the arrival of Muslim ibn Aqil in Kufa, there were 18,000 people. They came and yes. they pledged with Muslim
allegiance. Aqil. And 18,000 is a large number. It's not a small number of people. 18,000 is a lot of people
exactly.
to come and do allegiance, to say we are with you, we support you.
Exactly.
Right.
So. And you could see that with some of the, we could say, shararat, with some of the trickery of Ubaydullah, and some of the, for example, promises of wealth, promises of position in the government, in the system of that time, he, with this trickery, he spread people around and brought people under his flag, under the flag of Yazidis. Mm.
So literally here, he bought the religion of the people, right? By a wealth and position and power, he bought the religion of the people. Meaning the people took the wealth and the power from him and they sold their religion to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. Allahu Akbar.
Exactly. This event is nothing but that beautiful and popular phrase that we hear probably our brother and sister that they are year after year they are present in the majlis of Imam Hussein. They hear this, that Imam Hussein said, "Inna nas abidu dunya wa dinu layqun ala al-sanatihim," which means that people are servants of dunya,
of the world, of materialism,
exactly.
of wealth, power,
and deen, which is religion, is only a taste of their tongue. And continuing says that until their world comfortability is protected, they are religious people. But when it comes that they have to sacrifice some of these position, popularity, money, wealth, whatever you call it, worldly stuff, materialistic,
right.
Dunya, you see that there is a lot less people that they keep and they protect their iman, their faith, their religion. So this is the same thing that we see in the time of Imam Hussein. We could see it today. You know, there's some people that
yes.
they fall into this trap. But let me read you one of the speech that Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad did in Kufa, mm-hmm. Masjid al-Kufa, among the people that they were pledge allegiance to Muslim ibn Aqil in order to be the companion of Imam Hussein. And after this speech, he went to his tent, he went to that commanding area for the war against Imam Hussein. And lots of people, we say 30,000 people, they went and joined him under his flag. So let me read this speech for you. Yes. Okay. It's very clear that how he plays with the mind of people, how he give false promises to people. And you could see it today. It's so obvious how the media from the shaitan side, from the enemy side, from the falsehood side, use the same strategy in order to deviate some of the people from the Hezbollah, from the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went to the pulpit in Kufa and he said, "O people, you have witnessed the Sufyanis and found them as you like. Now Amir al-Mu'mineen Yazid, whom you know by this, by his good character and benevolence to people, whom respects the servants and gives to all needy and make them all needless with infinite wealth, and he is added 100 dinar, which is the money in that time, to your salary, and I have been instructed by him to pay it to you. So go to the battle of his enemy Hussein alayhi salam. Therefore be attentive to my command." So you see the exact same strategy using today. First, the enemies come and show themselves as a very good characteristic.
Right.
As we are helping the needy.
Yeah, we're the heroes, the saviors.
Exactly. We are the saviors.
We bring democracy and equality to your country.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then on the other side, we will give you comfortability in this life. Right. We will give you money. We will give you degree of universities. We will give you positions and facilities. So be on our side. This is how, the same strategy. This is how they are.
And leave the Hussein of your time.
Exactly.
This is what's really interesting. So Umar ibn Sa'ad, this is one of the things he said. He said, leave the ranks of Imam Hussein. Join the ranks of Yazid, who makes the needless. This is so strange, just as in today's age, as you said, how they change falsehood to be truth and truth to be falsehood. Yazid, an individual who was known to be a drink alcohol and drink wine, an individual who was known to play with dogs, play with monkeys, right? This is an individual who had the Masjid al-Nabawi attacked, the Prophet's Masjid attacked. He had the Holy Kaaba attacked with catapults. And this individual is portraying himself, you know, to be almost like a merciful God.
Ahsan, ahsan. Same thing happening today. Yes. Same thing happening today. You could see in media. They go and steal whatever, pressure thing in Africa, and they come and show on TV that we are helping the poor in Africa.
Right.
You know, this is how it's playing today.
Right.
They come, they go and start a war in a country. They steal whatever is precious from that country, and then they come and say, "We want to help you to rebuild your country."
Right.
This is how the same thing.
It's interesting you brought this up, and so it made a connection in my mind. We probably have just a few minutes left. So it's interesting, when the United States of America attacked Iraq back in 2003 or so, it was interesting, after they brought in this new provisional authority, which was this temporary government that the United States set up in Iraq, the contracts that were given for the rebuilding of Iraq were given to American companies.
Companies, exactly.
Halliburton and et cetera, et cetera. It was really interesting. I used to follow it at that time. But that's exactly, they came, they destroyed the country, and then they, you know, they want to rebuild the country as well. And there are billions of dollars of contracts.
And by destroying the economy and the city of other countries and giving jobs to their own people to go there and do work, so they come back and they show themselves as a very successful country in order to show the how they brought down the percentage of their joblessness people.
Right.
So this is how they do. They go and they make a chaos or disaster in another country. They destroy the city. They destroy the economy. And they brought their own people in order to work there, in order to create job for their own people. And they say how we are successful.
And it's interesting, and I want to kind of go towards our conclusion. For example, Afghanistan is a country which has been under occupation for 20 years, right? And there's still some American soldiers, I think. I don't think every single one has left. 20 years this poor country has been under the occupation, right, of the United States of America and their Western allies. But here, I think our takeaway is that despite this this mirage or this kind of fake show that is put up by the different powers of the world, right, we shouldn't fall for their tricks. We shouldn't sell our religion for such a small price. We should stay steadfast and firm and be loyal to the cause of Imam Hussein. Sayyid Babani, if you want to give us any conclusionary words.
MashaAllah, Sayyid, this is exactly what is our point. In order to analyze the enemies of Imam Hussein, so that we could analyze the Yazidis of our time, so not falling for their tricks. So what is happening is that we have to be careful to not selling our akhirah for not only the dunya of ourselves, the dunya of oppressors. This is what happened with the enemies of Imam Hussein. They didn't even got to their dunya after fighting with Imam Hussein. But the Yazidis, the Umayyads, they got to more wealth, more power. So this is what happened today. We have to be careful to not losing our infinite life in paradise within the satisfaction of our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the well-being of other people, which is the oppressors in this dunya.
Ahsan.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah khair, Sayyid. Thank you. And thank you very much, dear viewers, for joining in on Islamic Pulse's talk show. May Allah accept all of your azadari and all of your worship and your du'as in these blessed months of Muharram and Safar. And always remember to stay loyal to the religion, stay loyal to Islam, and stay loyal to the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you, and fi amanillah.